Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
You're listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Tirado, and today's topic is life insurance and marijuana. Before you start going into your preconceived notions of this topic of life insurance and marijuana, let me start with a quote from a very old Hall of Fame baseball player, Yogi Berra. He was asked once, what is the best type of life insurance to have? And Yogi was quoted as saying, I don't know which type is the best, but I know that none is bad. So let me start first and foremost with the need and the importance of life insurance. And at the time this is being recorded, it is September, and September is actually National Life Insurance Awareness Month. But on the topic of life insurance, things over the years have changed dramatically in regards to life insurance and marijuana. And this has been brought to my attention because in the last several months, I have literally handled half a dozen insurance cases for people who are using marijuana and needed to upgrade or update their life insurance. And almost every one of these people is a professional, has a very high household income. They are all married with children, but the marijuana is being used for a number of different purposes. Some of them it's recreational. Some of them it's strictly medicinal and prescribed by the doctor. Some of them are in states where medicinal marijuana is not yet legal, but the marijuana is being used for medicinal purposes to allow them to not use some traditional pharmaceuticals. The marijuana is able to take the place of some other drugs that they don't want to have to continuously take. And they can use less marijuana with the same effects than taking the prescription drugs. And they've admitted it to their doctor. It's in their medical records, and it's all in the up and up. But these people are very concerned, saying, I'm using marijuana. In a number of cases, technically, it's still illegal, at least on the federal level, if not the state. And they're very concerned as to how it's going to affect their life insurance. I'm here to tell you that things have changed dramatically. But let me give you a little background. I've been insurance licensed now for 23 years. And when I first started, you could not test positive for marijuana and get life insurance. You would be declined because it was drug use. And they did test the urine samples for THC to make sure you weren't using marijuana. And if you don't realize this, marijuana is fat soluble, so it stays in your system for quite a long time. And this was always a concern for people that used it recreationally. Fast forward 20-something years, and the insurance companies have much more data to go on. And this is what every insurance company bases their prices and their acceptance on, is their own individual data, which is why some insurance companies are more favorable towards health issues than others. I have some companies that are very lenient if someone has heart disease. I have some that are more lenient if you're diabetic. I have some that are more lenient based on your height and weight, if you're a little too heavy for your height. Those things come up, but each company has a different appetite. And based on their own data, they decide what's a good risk or not. It even comes to tobacco. Now they have a lot of information over a lot of years concerning marijuana. So they're able to adjust that. And this is, let me make one point here. This is where it's important to have access or use an insurance person that has access to a number of insurance carriers. I have over 30 insurance companies I can utilize. And no one company is a right fit for every person and every need. And the appetite of the insurance company changes over time as well. Sometimes they feel they've taken on too much risk in a certain area or certain health conditions, and they move on to another area. But the bottom line is there's a number of large, respected insurance companies, A-rated insurance companies, national companies, that are very lenient or accepting towards marijuana. When we look at the marijuana use, if you're admitting to it and it's in your doctor's records, there's no need to be scared. There's no need to hide. First and foremost, one of the questions when you apply for life insurance asks about drug use, different things, asks about marijuana use. The important thing is that you admit to it and say yes, especially if it's in your doctor's records, because it will be found out anyway, and you don't want to lie on a life insurance application, because the last thing you want to do is pass away, go to use the life insurance, and they have to do an investigation because there's concerns that you lied on the application. So first and foremost, if you're using marijuana, don't say no and try to cover it up, because if they find it, they then feel that you lied about drug use and you will be declined coverage. But when the question comes up, do you use marijuana? You say yes. They ask frequency and purpose, and you let them know. For some companies, as long as it's recreational, it's below a certain number of times per week, you don't even get rated. You can't get the best rating. You can't get super preferred or best preferred or select preferred, but you can still get a healthy non-smoker or a preferred health rating. For some companies, depending on the amount of marijuana you utilize, they will give you a smoker rating or a light smoker rating. So you'll still get a standard healthy person, but there will be more of a surcharge added on for smoking because they're going to classify it as tobacco use. And it does matter if medicinal or not, if you're using it in an edible form, if you're smoking it, whatever, the delivery system to your body matters too. So you tell them how often you're using it, how you're using it. And that can help your agent determine which company is the right fit for you. And they can find a company that best meets your needs, medicinal or not. So when the marijuana question comes up, don't be scared. Don't think you're automatically going to get turned down. Don't think that it's going to cost you a lot more money. There are good companies out there that will double take you. The one caveat I've seen is I know someone that was declined because it was not medicinal marijuana and they were using it multiple times a day, every day. And that was just too much to not have a prescription for. But if you're using it to reduce your dependence on some sort of other drug, or by the way, when I say drug, I'm referring to prescription drugs. If you're using it to reduce or get rid of your dependence on some other drug, or you're simply doing it to improve the quality of your life, or you're using it recreationally, or you're using it because 2020 has been such an awful year and this is what's helping you through, and you're still able to get life insurance and get it on a favorable basis. The other thing I would like to bring up as well is in this day and age, because of social distancing and everything that's going on, a number of insurance companies have also gone away from traditional underwriting where they're doing blood and urine, where they're simply doing a questionnaire and a 10 to 15 minute telephone interview. Now, if you answer yes to certain questions, one of them being marijuana, they will usually then require a follow-up blood or urine exam to confirm that. But in most cases, you can get insurance up to $1 million of coverage without having to go take a physical exam. They might need to pull doctor's records, but again, some online questions and a phone interview is enough to get what they need to be able to and ensure you moving forward. So that is our fun life insurance and marijuana discussion. It may not be as racy or controversial as you thought, but if someone is using marijuana, please don't let that be a reason to not get the life insurance that you and your family should have.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Dorado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole, financial member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, J.T. Financial Group, and J.W. Cole Financial. And J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by J.T. Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on the show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.